What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Team, welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. You're back with your boy. We're going to have a good natter, me and you. Today, we're going to have a good natter on this episode about why it's so hard to reach out and ask for help. Why is it so fucking hard? But guys, this is a bit of an off-the-cuff episode. It is Sunday here in the UK at the time of recording this, Sunday night. I've just got done with giving all my clients a kick up the arse in our client Facebook community group, making sure that they're reflecting back on the week, setting some goals for this coming week, celebrating the wins, saying what they could do better, because, hey, we all need to do that at the end of each week, right? That's what Sundays are for. It's like self-care Sundays, isn't it? Yeah, we do whatever we need to do at the weekends that we didn't get done in the week. We reflect back on the week. We pamper ourselves a little bit. I know I had a trim my beard, had a bit of a shave and that today. So that's what Sunday's all about, right? That's what Sunday's all about. So guys, as always, if you get value from my podcast and this show and this episode, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really helps me reach more type 1 diabetics and have a positive impact on our community, right? It's all about that positive impact, especially with this condition. Also, feel free to screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom so I can reach out and I can show you some fucking love. Gang, right, let's get into it. Why is it so fucking hard for us to step out of our own way and realise we need help? And why is it so nerve-wracking for us to message someone like myself, like a coach and that, and say, hey, I need help? Why is just saying I need help so hard? Why? So I'm going to tell you a story about me, guys. So it was going back to like probably 2018. Well, let's take it back before that. I've always wanted to be lean. Well, not now, but years ago, I wanted to be really lean. And I'd always try and diet and cut down. And it'd last a few months and then I'd fuck it and piss it all up the wall, for want of a better saying. And I just couldn't do it on my own. So I was like, you know what? I've tried this so many times on my own. I really, really want it. I want to challenge myself and see how lean I can get. So I'm going to reach out. And I'm going to work with a nutritionist and I'm going to get a coach for my training. So I did that. I reached out and I dropped him a message, said, hey, I need some help. Because I kind of knew what to do, but I needed that structure. I needed that accountability. I needed that help. I knew I tried it so many times on my own and I get so far and then I just fucking throw the towel in for whatever reason. Life would get in the way. Shit would get a little bit busy and I'd be like, oh, and then I just fall off track. So I went and got a nutritionist and a coach for my workouts. I'm still with that coach now, not with a nutritionist anymore. And I achieved my goal, guys. If you look through my Instagram, there's some pictures of how lean I got. I got very, very lean. I felt like shit though, so I'm not going to do it. I'd never do it again. But I got to about 6% body fat. I went from about 100 kilos to 83 kilos because I had that help. Guys, I remember when the times when I was really struggling in my business to grow my online business. I was really fucking struggling. I was trying so much shit on my own, but I didn't really know. This is going back about 4 years ago. I didn't really know what to do. So I decided to reach out to sort of business mentor and I got help and it worked. It worked, but then I stopped with a mentor and I fell back into old habits. Up until recently, when I toyed with the idea, but I was like, you know what? I need that accountability. I kind of know what I'm doing, but I need that accountability and I need that community and I need to be surrounded by people who I know are achieving great things and achieving what I want to achieve. So I reached out to a business mentor who I really got on with and I related with and I could relate to all of his podcasts, all of his posts, all of his stories. And I was like, hey, you're the guy for me. You're the guy, you need to help me. And since doing that, My business has fucking blown up, yeah, since reaching out and asking for help. Guys, when I was first diagnosed with type 1 diabetes 13 years ago, I was given a DSM. To come and help me, but I didn't see her for about fucking 3 or 4 months. So I was left going through the fucking trenches, really struggling, researching, hours and hours and hours taking so many notes, so many lessons, so many failures, so many mistakes, so many high readings, so many lows. And even when I did see this DSN, I'm not saying that they're all bad, but this one wasn't particularly good. Even when I did see her, it was only for half an hour or an hour. And that was once a month, if that. So I was basically left really struggling at first on my own. I had to do my own research. I had to make so many different fucking failures. And I was left really struggling. So you've got to ask yourself, like, why is it so hard for us to reach out for help when guaranteed you've reached out for help to someone before and it's got you over that hurdle, it's got your results? But why is it so hard? There's a few reasons I know, because I felt like this. I didn't want to reach out to people for help because I felt like I was failing myself. I felt like going, hey, to someone, can you help me? Was like me admitting defeat. But it wasn't. It was more me stepping out my own way, saying, I don't know what I don't know. So I need someone who knows this shit. We can feel worried about being criticized by someone. This is something I speak to Type 1s when they come to me and they're like, oh, Tom, I really need your help. I'm like, okay, have a chat with them. What's your glucose? You're going to criticize me. Guys, all my clients will tell you this. A good coach will not criticize you and make you feel even worse than what you already do. If you're having shit glucose control, I'm going to tell it to you straight. You know me. And you go to a coach and you ask for help. You say, hey, if you come to me and you say, hey, Tom, I need help. All right, sweet. Let's jump on the phone and have a chat. So we jump on the phone and we have a chat. And you tell me your numbers and then they're not great. And I go, that's fucking shit. That's fucking shit. That's going to make you feel like shit. And then you're not going to see me as a good coach. Plus, it's all about how I can make you feel, how I can make you better. So if I start criticizing you, any one of my clients will say this, I'm not about tough love, I'm all for tough love, but if I make you feel like shit, you're going to just completely go inside yourself, aren't you? You've already plucked up the courage to reach out and ask for help. And that's fucking hard, guys. I know. It's been hard for me to reach out and ask for help. But then if you reach out and ask for help and someone criticizes you, that's just going to make you feel shit, like you made the wrong decision. So I will assure you, there might be some coaches out there, but not me. I will not criticize you. I will praise you and let you understand that it's completely normal to reach out for help. And I will say that this is a fucking win for you if you reach out for help. Another reason is we can feel pressured. But you know what? Maybe that's the pressure that you need. Maybe if you're not achieving results, you're not getting results for your glucose control or your nutrition or your exercise, maybe the pressure that you try and put on yourself isn't enough. Maybe you're just being too nice to yourself. Maybe you need that pressure from an external source, from a coach. Maybe you need that because we all need pressure. Pressure can be good or pressure can be bad. We need pressure to drive us forward. We need pressure and an incentive to drive us forward to get results. And I will say, guys, like, honestly, being fucking truthfully honest with you, only a small amount of people can actually achieve their goals on their own. I can't. I'll admit that. I can't. So I have a coach who programs my workouts. I've got business mentors. If I want to really go in on my nutrition, I'll get a nutrition coach. Only a small amount of people can actually stay accountable to themselves. So you need to ask yourself, if you're not achieving the glucose control that you know you can or achieving your goals, you need to say, have I tried this long enough now? And can I stay accountable to myself? Or do I need to raise my hand up and ask for help? Because guys, if this is you and this is toying around with the idea in your head of asking for help, when you step out of your own way and realize that you can't do it alone, because there's not a lot of things that we can all do alone, right? When you step out your own way and realize you can't fucking achieve this on your own and ask for help, then you will get results. I'm going to actually try and bring one of my clients on who was scared of asking for help and how nerve-wracking it was for them to send that first message to me. How nervous that they was. But when they did, their fucking life changed. And mine did as well. When I reached out and asked people for help, my life changed and I started getting results. You guys are the same. So let's think about We've broken down why it's hard to ask for help. There might be other reasons, but the main ones is you might feel like you're failing yourself. But if you do not know what you do not know, if you can't achieve something alone, you can't achieve it alone. You never will. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get different results, that's fucking, is it Einstein said, that's fucking insanity. Same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Doesn't fucking work. If you've been grinding along with your glucose control or body goals or health goals or whatever goal it is, you've been grinding along for years and years, and you're like, oh, I'll get it this time, and it's not. Maybe it's time you step out your own fucking way and be like, hey, I'm going to continue to fail myself even more by not reaching out and asking for help. We looked at, you're worried about being criticised, but guys, no, a good coach isn't there to criticise you. A good coach will fucking praise you for putting your hand up and realising that you need help. And another reason that I hear is feeling pressured. We need some form of pressure. If right now you're not achieving great glucose control or you're not achieving your goals, it's because you don't have enough pressure. There's not enough pressure, there's not enough drive, there's not enough incentive. And a good coach can make you realise what your why is, why you actually want to achieve it. Because it's not the numbers that we want from glucose control, it's the health. It's to better our life, it's to look after our kids, our loved ones. A great coach will make you realise that. And a great coach will apply just the right amount of pressure onto you so you continue to drive forward and achieve your goals. But that's why it's hard. It's so fucking nerve-wracking, guys, to reach out and ask for help. But once you've done it, it's done. That is the hardest part of the journey. That's, well, yeah, I actually say that is the hardest part of the journey. It's the most nerve-wracking part, because once you've done that, then that relationship with a coach will start to unfold and your life will start to change. So let's look at the benefits of having a coach, the benefits of you stepping out your own fucking way and asking for help. The biggest one I hear, so when I speak to type ones on the phone, I'm like, we know the goals, we know where they're going, why they want it, what the why is. And then I'm like, right, okay, so why haven't you achieved this control on your own? Why? You know what a lot of them say? Up there, the top answers. First thing is, I don't know enough. And the second one is accountability. I've got no one there. When I think it's all right to let the reins drop a little bit, there's no one there saying, whoa, oi, hang on a minute, come on, remember your goals? Come on, you fucking told me these goals. Stop it. Do X, Y, and Z. Get back on the fucking horse. It's that accountability, guys. If we know, I know with my mentors, if I know I've got to check in with them or I've got to update workouts or whatever it is, if I don't do it, I get a message from them. Hey, Tom, everything all right, buddy? Yeah. And then we think about our reply to that. Guys, if you was my client and you didn't check in with me and your glucose levels were all over the shop, and I drop you a message saying, hey, whatever your name is, how's it going? Why haven't you checked in? You'd be like, and then you'd have to reply with something, and you don't want that. So you know what? You check in and you stick to the plan. That's accountability. And also because you don't know what you don't know. And a good coach is there to help and guide you. But another benefit of having a coach, guys, coaches have made more mistakes than you, so you don't need to make these mistakes. If you're trying to grind through shit on your own, if you're trying to grind through stuff on your own, yeah, and you keep making mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, yes, you will learn from that, but how many more mistakes are you going to have to make until you put your hands up and say, you know what, I can't do this alone? Because coaches, myself, I've made so many mistakes. Remember I told you the story when I was first diagnosed, how I had to do everything by myself with my glucose control? How many mistakes I made? How many highs I had? How many lows I had? How many hours I spent looking in a fucking diary of all my glucose levels and the carb counting that I did, trying to figure shit out. I've made so many mistakes. So I have so many lessons I've learned. And that's how I've been able to create my programs and coach my clients to having better glucose control. Because if they come to me with a question, I'm like, you know what? I've been there. I've been there. And if I haven't been there, someone else in our community has been there. Because we've got a lot of type ones in there. And some have had it for years. Yeah? So a coach has made more mistakes than you. So you don't have to fucking make those mistakes. Simple. Another reason, benefits of having a coach. It's a fast track way to get results. It's a fast track way to get results. I've had clients that have been trying to achieve, for argument's sake, like 70 to 80% time in target range for over 30 years, guys. These clients, some of these clients have been trying to improve their glucose control for over 30 years. And this isn't just me bragging. that my program's great, even though it is. I'll hold my hands up. If you're good at what you do, you fucking announce it to everyone because you can change people's lives, and I'm a big believer in that. So I've had clients that have been struggling with their glucose control for 30-odd years, and they come to me, and within a good few weeks, they're getting 70-80% time in target range. So it's a fast track to results. Guys, I'm going to leave you with this. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you're toying with the idea of coming to someone for help, doesn't have to be me. If you're struggling with your glucose control, if you're struggling with your goals, your levels, and it's frustrating the fuck out of you, be like, no, I'll just try this. Maybe it's time that you step out your own fucking way and you realize that you need help. Because guys, there's no shame in asking for help. We all need help at times. I've told you, even I have coaches because I need help. The only way to learn is from other people. Guys, if you want a haircut, you're going to try and do it yourself and fuck it up and then wait till it grows back, then try it again, fuck it up, wait till it grows back, try it again, fuck it up. Yeah, at some point you'll get it right, but you're going to go for a lot of pissed off moments with no fucking hair or fucked up hair, aren't you? Guys, if your car breaks, you're going to try and fix it yourself, or you're going to spend hours and hours and hours watching YouTube videos to try and fix a problem that you could take to a mechanic and they could have done within a couple of hours. If you want to fucking build a house, are you going to go through a course to teach you how to be a bricky? Proper northern that, innit? Bricky. Are you going to go to college for years to go through a course to teach you how to build a house? Or are you just going to go to someone who fucking builds a house for a living and get them to do it for you? Do you see what I'm saying here, guys? We all need help at times with certain things. So I will say now, guys, if you can relate to anything that I've said in this podcast, and you're struggling with your glucose control, and you was like, you know what, you've hit the nail on the head there, Tom, I need help, then I want you to drop me a DM. And say help. That's it. Help. I will do the rest. Say that so I know it's come from this episode. So I will say, guys, if you're struggling with your glucose control, you're listening to this, and you know that you've been standing in your own way and you're getting really frustrated, then drop me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. It's at @type1_Tom or Tom Allison on Facebook. And just say help. That's all you need to say. No pressure on it. Just help. And then I'll reach out to you and we'll have a chat. Guys, that is it. Thank you very, very much for listening to this episode. I hope we got some value from it. If you have, again, leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really helps me reach more type 1 diabetics and positively impact their lives, your lives, and our community. I appreciate your time today, guys. Until the next episode, peace.